This is the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast. We have assembled the world's finest sports and trivia dorks to prove once and for all that we are just as bad at this as we were at sports.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast, sports trivia for those of us who rode the pine. This is episode 69. I have no idea. I've lost track. 300. Let's go 300 today. I don't know. You probably already know because you clicked on it. Anyway, I'm your host, Eric, and today's game will be a game featuring the benchwarmers of Marcus and Matt. I think that's what we decided. Versus Eric Walling and returning player David Kennedy.
What is happening here?
I don't know. I haven't done this in a long time. I haven't done this in a while. Hi. So anyway, welcome back, David. I think you were last here on the holiday episode. So we'll just take a minute, remind us who you are, where you're from, and what you did with your winnings.
So I'm David Kennedy. It's my third time on the show. 0-1. I hosted an episode this past summer where I thought Marcus was going to quit at halftime. Thankfully, he stuck around and won on the final question, which was pretty cool. Hopefully, we can get a win today, Eric. I'm from Southern Illinois, right across the river from St. Louis. I'm a Liverpool Illini and St. Louis sports fan, and I'm just happy to be here.
Great. And you're teaming with Walling. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm just marveling at the professionalism at the intro. It's just been... like A+.
It was one of my best. If not the best. So,
easy.
Anyway.
Easily. Yeah, I'm still smarting from. We got some quotes on some driveway work, and let me give you all a little piece of life advice. Never have a problem with your driveway. I think if you can avoid it, otherwise just be prepared to set money on fire, like lots of it. So.
Oh, you mean your actual driveway? I thought you meant something like...
No, I'm in my actual driveway. That's not a metaphor for growing old. It's not like I didn't get a colonoscopy and I'm trying to weasel around it.
If you call that your driveway, then we have a whole different set of issues that we need to talk about.
I didn't go that way. I went the other way, but anyway.
I was waiting for Marcus to chime in.
I saw him open from half court. And I just lobbed it up near the rim and knew he would get it.
All right. And your team name today is not driveway problems. It's something
it's not,
else.
It's not driveway right. problems. I may or may not have called St. Louis fans insufferable in a recent episode. There's really little audio proof out there. So we decided to, David did kindly acknowledge that there are quite a few, but did mention that he was a slightly different type of St. Louis fan. So today our team name is going to be a sufferable Cardinals fan.
I didn't know you both liked the Arizona Cardinals. Good. Right. Matt and Marcus, how are you gentlemen doing? And let me know what your team name is.
I'm fine. I haven't been on any dates recently, so, you know. But Marcus has. Marcus just thumbs up as all his responses to the date, how it went. We're good to go. I don't have anything else to say. Marcus has our team name, even though the team name that was kind of the same subject, but he's got more. You can elaborate.
I'm doing fantastic. It's Tuesday, my least favorite day of the week, but, you know, recording, get to see all your faces, so that's good. Our team name, you know, the scouting combine just happened when this comes out, so you'll have an idea of when this was recorded. And one of my favorite scouting terms is game speed, and that is our team name tonight because Matt and I might not run the fastest 40, but, you know, when the live bullets are flying, we can scoot. So, yeah, game speed.
All right. Well, speaking of game speed, let's kick it over to Dan for the rules.
The game will consist of four quarters of play, each with different trivia style. The styles of quarters 1 through 3 will change from show to show, and I will explain them as we go along. Like any good sporting event, we will have a halftime show after the second quarter with entertainment questions. And in the fourth quarter, our teams will wager from their points accumulated to see who are today's clipboard captains to be honored like the true benchwarmers they are. All right, let's get this game underway.
Today's first quarter will be pre and post game. Ah!
pre and post game. For this quarter, there will be four before and after style questions. For example, if I said, what all-time leader in receptions for the Indianapolis Colts was a Notre Dame safety drafted by the Minnesota Vikings? The answer would be Marvin Harrison Smith. Each question is worth 25 points.
Question number one. Hawaiian-born MMA fighter who was the Ultimate Fighter coach in Season 5, inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame in 2015, and was the Outland Trophy winner in 2019, and was drafted 7th overall by the Lions.
We're going to check in.
All right. Sulfur Bowl Cardinals fan, let's check in. Game speed. Speed it up.
Yeah, I got it now, Matt. This I believe, is, I think it's Penei Sewell.
Oh.
The tackle.
Okay.
And that would make, I mean, it is a kind of a small list of Hawaiian MMA fighters, but with Penei Sewell leads me to think it's BJ Penn.
Okay.
So I think we'll say BJ Penei Sewell. That's what we'll check in with.
And sufferable Cardinals fan.
We same. BJ Penei Sewell.
All right. Both teams getting their points. It is BJ Penei Sewell. Yeah, I don't really have any flavor text to add to that other than, yeah, he was born in Hawaii.
Great fighter.
Yes.
First time I've ever heard that name.
I can add some flavor text. So my former neighbor was a boxing trainer, and he was David Tua's trainer. And one day I went out my driveway, and there was a large Samoan man doing sit-ups in his driveway. And I said, hey, man, I said, you might want to let the neighbors know that you have a boxer in the neighborhood, because this large Samoan man is kind of freaking everybody out.
Wait, do you all know it's not usual to have a large Samoan man doing sit-ups in your driveway? That's part of what I yeah. learned was wrong with my driveway.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on to question number two. He was the 1993 AL batting champ, a two-time World Series champion first baseman, and was a Husky, a forward drafted 8th overall by the Rockets, but was traded to the Grizzlies.
All right, we're going to check in.
All right, sufferable Cardinals fan checked in. Game speed, what do you got?
We threw around a couple names. I first thought Paul Molitor was with the Blue Jays in 93 and won the batting title. But then when you said first baseman, I thought, oh, no, that's got to be John Olerud.
Yeah.
But then the Rudy Gay. I had it backwards. Sorry. Okay. I'm sitting there going, like, how does Jay and Gon go together? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So John Ola Rudy Gay.
Yes. I think so. Yeah. Yep.
All right. And sufferable Cardinals fan.
Yep. The helmeted one himself, John Ola Rude, and Rudy Gay, the other Husky legend.
Both teams getting their points here. The correct answer is John Ola Rudy Gay. And John Olerud, yes, everyone remembers him for that terrible, terrible helmet he wore. I don't know what he thought he was protecting.
He had a shunt in his neck.
I know that, but I'm just saying the helmet he was wearing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would not have stopped anything from hurting him.
Like, no. It was not... No.
I grew up with a kid who had a shunt also, and he thought he was like his hero kind of a deal. So
maybe something that protects you next time if you're going to do that.
Seattle Mariners legend John Olerud. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The same friend of mine that had a shunt said that that was why he couldn't play sports. And I did not tell him or crush his dreams and tell him it's because he had zero athleticism.
He's now finding out right now.
Yes.
Yeah, right now. He's like, what the hell?
And I don't think he's even friends with me anymore. I'm on Facebook and everything. Whatever.
Well, no wonder.
That's fine. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Is it Josh Bombeck?
No, but I think Josh knows him.
All right. Question number three in pre and post game. Guardians Hall of Fame Venezuelan shortstop nicknamed Little O, and was a very large wide receiver with 1,000 receiving yards in his rookie season for the Panthers, never to hit 1,000 yards again in his short 4-year career.
We are going to check in again.
Sufferable Cardinals fans checked in. Game speed.
It's taken a little bit of a liberal sounding end and beginning of names to come up with this one, but sure, go for it, Marcus.
That's not liberal. That is exactly how this game is. Never mind.
Yeah, it took me a minute because I consider this man a Mariners legend. But we checked in. We're checking in with Omar Viz Kelvin Benjamin.
I'm now realizing I've put a lot of Marcus's legends in this game, and I apologize. Yeah, so over to Silver Bullet Cardinals fan.
Yeah, we had the same deal. Omar vs. Kelvin Benjamin. That was my pause. Was the the lettering wasn't quite right, but it sounded right, right?
So that's all this is sound. If we're going based on spelling, this round would have ended years ago.
Josh isn't here. Someone has to play the stick in the mud. So I'll do that.
I'm not used to being here and seeing it spelled. Is my deal. I just usually hear it audibly. Yeah. So
okay, well, it's spelled the same. I don't care what anybody says. Kelvin Benjamin spelled Q-U-E-L-V-I-N.
That's literally how I wrote it down on my score sheet.
The play that Omar Vizquel made in Chris Bosio. Yes, Chris Bosio has a no-hitter for the Mariners. He makes a barehanded, it was a chopper right over his head off of that Kingdom AstroTurf, and Omar Vizquel full speed barehand throws the guy out at first. It's one of the best plays I've ever seen.
All right. Question number four. Two-time NBA champ as a player with the Pistons and one as an executive, and is the only player in NFL history to have 200 receiving yards and 10 rushing attempts in a game, doing so in December of 1999.
We'll check in.
Game speed, checking in first. Silver Bullet Cardinals fan, you guys can talk it out.
Let's go, Wally.
Hey. I can come up with okay, so I'm thinking if it's Isaiah Thomas, Isaiah Thomas is the first name that popped into our head together combined.
Yep.
Can you think of a wide receiver whose name is Thomas?
No. What about Moss?
Like Randy? Moss Randy? Isaiah Thomas Moss Randy?
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of drawing a blank on the second half of this one.
I got nothing.
Yeah. I like your idea of Isaiah Tomas, comma, Randy. I think we'll check in with that. That seems plausible.
Definitely. It's close. And game speed. Answer, please.
Can I, before you give the answer, Marcus, can I just say that it's ironic that if we are right, that the St. Louis people are the ones who got this wrong?
If we're right. We also were thinking about the Pistons, and we thought about Isaiah Thomas, and then I said, well, there's also Joe Dumars. And I asked Matt, I was like, wasn't he an executive? And I said, and then he said, yeah, I'm pretty positive. So that led us to Marcus or Marshall, and we're checking in with Joe Dumars, Marshall Faulk.
One team getting their points here. It is Isaiah Thomas, comma Randy. I don't even know what you guys said. No, the correct answer is Joe DuMarshall Faulk. So, yeah, you guys focused on the wrong Piston. Bill Laimbeer might have got you closer, but anyway.
Yeah, because Isaiah Thomas was an executive, but he was with executive with the Knicks, right?
Yeah, I was like, I don't think they won anything.
No. All right, after the first quarter, we have a score of Sufferable Cardinals fan with 75 and game speed. Getting all those questions correct for 100 points.
We wanted to let you know that we are on Patreon if you'd be interested in supporting us financially. Your contributions will be used to help us cover the costs that it takes to bring you the high-quality sports trivia you have come to expect from us. There's also some great perks that come with the Patreon membership to the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast, including bonus episodes and Benchwarmers swag. You can find us at patreon.com/benchwarmerstp. Thanks.
That brings us to the second quarter, which is apparently not supposed to be a second quarter round, but we're going to do it anyway because that's how I have it written. So today's second quarter is Let It Ride or Throw in the Towel.
Let It Ride or Throw in the Towel. For this quarter, there will be four questions in a given category that increase in difficulty. After each question, teams can decide to let it ride and attempt the next question, or throw in the towel and take the points they have accumulated to that point. Each question is worth 50 points. If a team answers incorrectly, they will lose half of their points accumulated in the quarter.
All right, so Let It Ride or Throw in the Towel is a special edition that I've put together here. And this is the longest rush edition. So I'm basically going to tell you the yards and the year for the person with the longest single rush of that season and tell you a little bit about it. And you just have to tell me who had the longest rush of that year. Question number one, 93 yards in 2013. What quarterback recorded the longest rush for that season? He didn't play in 2014. And in 2015, he returned to the NFL to play wide receiver for the Browns.
Okay, checked in.
All right, Game Speed has checked in with some speed. Sufferable Cardinals fan, talk it out.
Yeah, he went the way of most Ohio State quarterbacks, which is not playing quarterback in the NFL. Check in with Terrell Pryor.
All right, and Game Speed, what do you guys have?
Yeah, your tattoo artist's favorite player, Terrell Pryor.
All right, both teams getting their points. The correct answer is Terrell Pryor. And yeah, he bounced around a little bit, I feel. I forget exactly how many other teams he played for, the wide receiver. And he wasn't terrible.
No, didn't he have 1,000 yards with the Browns? I'm like fairly positive. So, yeah. I think he has 1,000-yard receiving season.
With no one throwing him the ball, which I feel like he should probably still be around, but whatever. All right. So, yes, both teams getting their points. So the question right now is, are you guys going to let it ride or throw in the towel? And we'll go to Game Speed first.
We're going to let it ride.
Insufferable Cardinals fan, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we got to go, but this whole thing scares the heck out of me.
All right. Question number two, 80 yards in 1996. This quarterback is in his second season and recorded the longest rush for that season. His rookie season ended with a Super Bowl loss.
That makes sense for the time frame, right?
Yeah, no.
You already know this and you were just playing? You were just toying
no,
with me?
No, no, no,
Why
no.
Why are you toying with my emotions,
I was typing at the same time you were, so I stopped so you could finish, and then I wanted you to look at the chat.
Marcus is so nice. He started berating me. A bone. I love it. Thank you so much for making me feel like I know stuff.
That's a driveway problem right there.
It is a driveway problem. We're going to check in before they do.
Subable Cardinals fan has beat the angry team there. So Game Speed, talk it out.
Yeah, if Matt hadn't yelled at me for no reason, maybe we would have checked in first. But go ahead, Matt, because you had this first.
Yes, well, we had it at the same time. We both said Cordell Stewart.
All right, and Sufferable Cardinals fan, answer.
We had the same, Cordell Stewart.
And look at that, both teams getting their points again. Cordell Stewart is the correct answer. Yes, it was kind of a backwards way to get there is if 96 was his second season, so 95 season was Cowboys, Steelers in the Super Bowl. So
that's how I got there. I just went, this is, and then I was just like, okay, what was the Super Bowl? Yeah, that makes sense.
There you go. All right. So the question now again is, this, will you guys let it ride or throw in the towel? And this time we're going to start with a Sufferable Cardinals fan. What are you guys going to do?
We'll let it ride.
All right. And Game Speed.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus is a gambler, so I'm pretty sure he's...
Now we go. Oh, yeah. You know it.
All right. Question number three. 87 yards in 2015. What quarterback recorded the longest rush for that season? In 2023, he was the backup quarterback for an NFC playoff team, and he has thrown touchdowns to DeMarco Murray, David Quisenberry, Andre Johnson, Doriel Green Beckham, Dexter McCluster, and Marcus Mariota.
We're going to check in.
Game Speed has checked in. Sufferable Cardinals fan, talk it out.
So the one name that I glommed onto here was DGB, former Missouri Tiger great, who really only played for the Titans, or I really only remember him playing for the Titans. And that spawned a memory of me at a AFC playoff game where one Marcus Mariota threw a pass into the Chiefs defensive line, had it batted up in the air, caught it and ran it in for a touchdown, severing the hearts of all Alex Smith fans and kicking off the Patrick Mahomes era. So really, I think you can blame this guy for everything in the last 4, 5, 6 years. So with that, I think we check in with Marcus Mariota.
All right. And Game Speed.
Yeah. I mean, I was at the game when Brad Johnson threw a touchdown pass to himself. And so for some reason that video and other videos where quarterbacks like Favre's first pass as a Packer was one that he caught, was deflected and he caught it himself. That like shows up on my like YouTube like whatever algorithm from time to time. So I knew, I was like, Marcus Mariota threw one to himself once. But yeah, so we also said Marcus Mariota.
All right, both teams getting their points here. Yes, everyone picked up on it. Is Dorial Green Beckham was the greatest player to never be great. And at least in my mind, I remember him coming through. Was it that Under Armour game that he just lit it up at a high school? Like,
yeah, he was a grown man with children.
Yeah, like, that's like a lot of it. That's what a lot of it ends up being when they like dominate at such a young age. You're just like, eventually everybody else is going to be the same speed as you.
Yeah. So funny, because Matt was on Mariota and I was like, oh, because in my head, I'm like going, OK, journeyman. I'm going Cowboys, Titans, Texans, Chiefs. And then once he said Mariota caught one himself, I went, oh, all of these guys played for the Titans. Dang it. I was thinking like three steps ahead, trying to track this path. And Matt's just like, didn't Mariota catch one himself? I'm like, oh, God, you're right.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
Great job.
All right. So I forgot that let it ride or throw in the towel is only four questions. So I have five. So I'm just going to skip to number five. So the question right now.
Wow. This must be really hard then. Oh, so
are you guys going to, no, they're both pretty hard. Are you guys going to let it ride or throw in the towel? Let's start with game speed.
Let's do it, Matt. Okay. I want it.
So if we, okay. Yeah. So we are up 150 points now. So if we get it wrong, we would be at 70. Who cares? Yeah. Let's do it. We don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all fake points. What is
we don't care.
Insufferable Cardinals fan. Do you guys care?
It's more fun if we go, I think, Eric.
I think so as well. And I want to hear what this fifth question is all about. So.
Yeah.
Damn right. So after we go through this one, I'll for fun, we'll do the other one that I didn't.
It's going to be like 1942 or something like that.
You clearly don't know who I am. I don't even know what existed in 1942. So
Dallas says if it
wasn't
a,
if it wasn't filmed in color, then
not,
he doesn't
not equality.
It.
I'll tell you that. Jeff, all right.
Have you taken a minute and tried to watch a sporting event from like prior to 2010? Because it's the most blurry piece of sorry that I've ever seen in my life.
All the time. All the time.
Like, how
I'll
can
watch,
you even tell who's
I'll
playing?
Watch like the Rose Bowl, yes, from like 1993 for no reason.
Darnell Autry. You can't even tell that it's Darnell Autry.
Autry. Oh my God.
Anyway, that was 93, right? It was around, yeah, there, maybe 96.
Was that the Northwestern running back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate that I still remember Darnell Autry. Mm. Anyway. Question number four or five? Well, who knows?
Sure.
Four of
86 and 76 yards in 1995. The longest and the second longest rush of the year wasn't by a running back. 86 yards was by a wide receiver, and 76 yards was by a quarterback. Both playing in the AFC West, one for a team that is now in the NFC, and the other played for a team with some recent Super Bowl wins. Name both players.
Both players?
Oh, boy.
It's question five, Matt.
Wow.
Four is,
oh, man.
Way easier than you guys realize.
We're going to check in.
Super Bowl Cardinals fan has checked in. Game speed, you guys can talk it out now.
Okay, yeah. So I'm like 90% sure that, or whatever percent, that the quarterback was Bono with the Chiefs. He had some sort of crazy play where he was like supposed to run up the middle on like a quarterback sneak or something like that. And he somehow ended up in the open and just went. And he's like the slowest human being that lived at the time. And he somehow went for 76 yards. So I got half of us. I guess half the way there.
So funny story. That's the how I scored the first touchdown I ever scored in football. I was in fourth grade and we were beating a team really bad. And the coach was just like, who wants to play quarterback? And I was like, I will. And we're up by a lot. So he's just like, quarterback sneak. And I took the snap and I ran forward and nobody touched me. So I scored.
Yeah.
Anyways, the big that I had was
the AFC,
because
NFC team.
The AFC team, AFC West, that's now in the NFC, is the Seahawks.
It has to be the Seahawks.
And in the year of our Lord, 1995, kind of makes me think that Eric and I have an affinity for a certain player, a very fast player. I don't like him talking about sports now, but I sure loved watching him play because he was a beautiful, beautiful man. I think this might be Joey Galloway.
That's the name that I was thinking of from that,
yeah,
era. Yeah. So you want to go with Galloway and Bono?
Definitely not Galloway and Bono. Galloway and Bono sounds like a bad time. But yeah, we can check in with Galloway and Bono.
Okay, insufferable Cardinals fan.
We got to Bono, U2 singer, pretty quickly. And then Dave was like, Seahawks was the team to switch conferences. And I said, I can pretty much only name one wide receiver from that time. And it's Joey Galloway. And so we also checked in with Bono, as Jerry Jones calls him, and Galloway.
All right. Both teams getting their points on here. The correct answer is Joey Galloway and Steve Bono. And Matt, yes, it was like, it's the worst rushing play in the history of the NFL.
There was like
no one even knew he had the ball. No one knew what was going on. There was no one near him. It's just, if you watch the video, I want to say it's like a close up of him and there's just nobody else in the screen and he just jogged in.
And it was like he had like two or three offensive linemen like all around him too that were running faster than he was, if I recall correctly. There was like some sort of, I forget if it was like an SB Nation or some sort of like 30 for 30 short that had a video of like analyzing this one play of like the, it might even been on that Geek Town or something like that, like a John Boyce thing or something, like the longest play by the slowest human being or something like that.
Yes, basically. It's take, if anyone listening to this, take pause this and pull. I don't care if you're driving. It's not that distracting.
By the way, Eric, don't you ever disrespect Brian Blades ever again. That's what I took when you said, I can only name one. No, how dare you?
Sorry. It's my own ignorance, I'll admit.
So, all right. So that's the end of that quarter, but I do have the extra question. So I'm going to take a minute.
Yeah.
We're going to go over this and just, we're not going to spend time on it. Just tell me if you know it or not.
Yeah.
82 yards in 2008. What fullback recorded the longest rush that season? He would rush for 902 yards on 232 carries. He would never rush for more than 200 yards in any other season. His teammate Willis McGahee would also have a 77-yard run 2 minutes earlier in that game.
LaRon McClain.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Way to go, Marcus. I would like stump me on that one.
Yeah, once he said fullback and then Willis McGahee, it's the Ravens, it's LaRon McClain. He's
trying to remember that
so
guy.
Good.
Yeah.
I loved LaRon McClain.
They like, never gave him the ball ever again after that season. They're like, nope, you're done.
You blocked.
Right?
Good job, idiot. Now block.
We needed you one season. And that game was against the Cowboys, so for anybody keeping track.
Good.
All right, after the second quarter, we have a score of sufferable Cardinals fan with 275 and game speed still going perfect with 300. That brings us to halftime.
It is now time for the halftime show. There will be three entertainment questions. Each question is worth 25 points.
And now for the halftime questions that I will not know anything about because it will all be Eric E. cultural references that I know nothing about. So
this is very heavily know your host, so I apologize for anybody that doesn't know me.
All right, Marcus.
Is this about Costco chicken chunks?
Yeah, oh. Costco chicken chunks.
So good. Let's take a minute. I'm going to go make some chicken chunks, guys. I have an air fryer. It takes 8 minutes. We'll be right back.
Eric's deciding. He's like, I don't know. I don't know which one I love better, my wife or my chicken chunks. I'm not quite sure.
That's an easy question, man.
As soon as I said it, I'm thinking, like, maybe I should have said the kids or the dogs.
he's only willing to drive a few hours out of his way for one of the two.
Yeah, exactly.
I've told you guys
this is the Toronto Costco you go to, right? Or is it the
I told you guys this in our chat yesterday, 2 days ago, that the closest Costco to us here is 60 minutes away in Rochester, New York. Okay, I've been to 7 different Costcos. I've been to 2 in Canada, 1 in Rochester, 1 in Pittsburgh, 1 just this past weekend in Cleveland. I want to say 1 in Virginia. It's bad. I have an issue, and chicken chunks are delicious. So lightly breaded chicken chunks for anybody looking for them. And let's kick it over to Dan for this word about chicken chunks.
In a world where trivia reigns supreme, one snack rises above the rest. Introducing Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast's lightly breaded chicken chunks, the crispy, flavorful fuel for your brain. Mmm. With each bite, you'll feel the trivia power coursing through your veins. Lightly breaded chicken chunks, the perfect blend of fun and flavor. So the next time you're gearing up for a trivia showdown, remember to grab a pack of Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast's lightly breaded chicken chunks, because when it comes to trivia, every chunk counts. Mm. Benchwarmer Trivia Podcast's lightly breaded chicken chunks. Crunch your way to victory. Thanks.
All right, halftime. This will be Name the Song and Artist. So I'm going to give you some lyrics, and you just have to name the song and artist. This is very easy. It's very simple. Question number one. He shops at discount stores. Not just any will suffice. He has to find a bargain because he won't pay retail price. He never acts mashuga, and he's hardly a shlemiel. But if you want to haggle, oy, he'll make you such a deal.
All right, I'm checking in.
All right, Sufferable Cardinals fans checked in. Game speed, talk it out.
So is this a Weird Al song?
Yes, it is a Weird Al song.
And what's he parodying?
The Offspring. What's the stupid? What's the name of it? It's
There's no such thing as a stupid Offspring spelling, Marcus.
No, it's not that one. It's the Pretty Fly for a White Guy. What's that? Is that just what it's called? Pretty Fly for a Rabbi is the. Yeah.
Okay, yes. So it's Pretty Fly for a Rabbi.
Wait, hold on. I clearly wasn't paying attention. Is this a Weird Al round where we got to name the actual song, or is this just what we're
it's
doing right now?
Name the song and artist.
Okay,
Pretty Fly for a Rabbi is by Weird Al. I'm pretty okay. Say it again. Right, yeah, sorry.
Pretty Fly for a Rabbi by Weird Al.
All right, and Sufferable Cardinals fan.
We started with Amish Paradise, and then we saw Meshuggah, and we're like, no, it has to be a Jewish reference. And then we also stumbled on the same answer.
All right, both teams getting their points. It is Pretty Fly for a Rabbi. You're welcome, David. On to question number two. Wear my Ed Hardy shirt with fluorescent orange pants. Got my new resume. It's printed in Comic Sans. Think it's fun threatening waiters with a bad Yelp review.
All right. We'll hear you guys talk this one out and we'll check.
Why? Right. Why though? Wait a minute.
You want to talk it out together, Marcus? Cause
I don't even know what to, I don't even know where to start.
Sufferable Cardinals fan has checked in. Game speed, talk it out.
All right. Let's try singing this out just cause you know. Maybe that'll give us an idea. So right,
yeah, you do that.
All right. So it says when he has it typed out, I'm assuming he means W-A-E-A-R, as in like wear my Ed Hardy shirt. I'm assuming not as if like he's asking the question.
Yeah,
where is my Ed Hardy shirt?
That's an autocorrect, Matt. So thanks for pointing that out to people that can't see it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks. So wear my Ed Hardy shirt with fluorescent.
Where is your Ed Hardy shirt?
Got my new resume. It's printed in Comic Sans. Think it's fun,
hey, Matt,
threatening waiters with the red. Yeah.
This is absolutely, I think Eric's giving us the finger under the table. I'm pretty sure this is also Weird Al, but I just don't know.
I'm
the
like
song.
99% sure it's Weird Al again because
yeah,
I don't think Eric knows any other music aside from Weird Al. So,
but I just don't know it.
Neither do I.
Okay. I'll shout out one of my, I know it's a divisive one, but I'll shout out one of my favorite songs. We'll check in with Weird Al, Albuquerque.
One of the best. And over to, I heard for Sufferable Cardinals fan.
I think we were also on this Weird Al train with you. I thought it's something that goes with happy, but I don't remember what they say instead of happy. And so I just thought of something that kind of sounded like happy, and we said crappy. So we're saying Weird Al's hip tune, crappy.
All right. Neither team getting points. Walling, you were very close. All of those things he did mention are indeed crappy, but they're also tacky.
Oh.
So, yes. It's a great video because there's a lot of celebrity cameos in it, and Jack Black's like 5 second cameo in it is amazing because I love Jack Black.
Is anyway. Let me guess here, is Jack Black in the background like flailing around just dancing and being goofy?
Not in the background, he's in the forefront, he's right there.
Okay, so he's in the foreground.
Yeah, he's flailing right around, he's there being goofy. He's with, okay, press. Cool. It's nice.
Just so everyone knows, I love Jack Black. I think he's hilarious and awesome, right? But he really only has one move, right?
He That's kind it. Of a one
and he does it yeah. great. Right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Why would you? Why would you more. Not? We have one move with this podcast. Dude. We've been doing it for almost 3 years, and 4 years. Question number three. I've met him in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda.
We're going to check in.
All right. Sufferable Cardinals fan has checked in. Game speed. Name this Foo Fighters song.
Y-O-D-A, Yoda. I met him in a swamp down a dig up where the bubbles on the time and the giant's coming like soda. S-O-D-A, soda. Nope. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a Weird Al song called Yoda.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in. I just was listening, enjoying your dulcet tones.
I was trying to prove it to you. And, like,
yelling at me
you
again.
Jeez. So, I apologize, right. Marcus. I did not mean to yell at you.
All right. Sufferable Cardinals fan.
Yeah, we did the same. It's Weird Al.
Yelled at each other?
With Yoda.
Yeah, both teams getting points. This is indeed Yoda by one Weird Al Yankovic. And for anybody who goes to a Weird Al concert, you know that he ends every concert with this song. All right, so after halftime, we have a score of Sufferable Cardinals fan with 325 and Game Speed holding on to the lead at 350. And today's third quarter, or the three quarter, will be Lucky Sevens.
Lucky 7. For this quarter, there will be three lists containing seven items. The team that is trailing coming into the quarter will choose the first list and attempt to identify the items on this list one at a time. If the team has an incorrect guess, the other team can attempt to finish that list out. The team leading at the beginning of the quarter will select the second list, and whichever team is trailing after the first two lists will get the third list. Each item is worth 10 points.
Today's three quarter.
about tree fitty.
Yeah, I need about three quarter.
It was a damn Loch Ness monster.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
God damn woman, that Loch Ness monster never gonna come back, you know, some your dollar.
All right, so today's Lucky 7 third quarter will be the one I've been doing for a while. And when I say a while, two episodes. It's the single season passing touchdown leaders for the remaining, 27 teams, 26 teams left. So with the teams used so far have been the Chargers, the Cowboys, the 49ers, the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Packers. So every other team is available to be picked. And since... Sufferable Cardinals fan, you guys are trailing going to this round. You can pick any NFL team not listed in those six that we've already used and give me the top seven single season passing touchdown leaders. So most in a single season uniquely.
Can you read the ones that have been taken again?
Yep. Chargers, Cowboys, 49ers, Bengals, Ravens, Packers.
Wait, what is this? What is happening with your Zoom screen?
Oh, Watch this.
How did, what are you doing?
What is happening right now? I'm so scared.
Look at that. Did you see the BTP?
Why?
Too. Did you see that?
Why is it only you?
You have to have an Apple thing, and it's like emojis. So if you do like two rocket rolls, it does like a whole.
Because I did this earlier too.
Recognize hand gestures. I have that.
Yeah. What?
That is
but why?
No, it doesn't recognize this one at all. All right.
For the viewers following along at home, Eric raised one of his digits, centrally located.
Mine hates me, so let's move on. All right, you guys picking a team. This should not take that long. The Chiefs are still there. Just pick the damn Chiefs.
Okay,
already,
I was about to say.
Yeah, just pick one of the 17 teams that Walling follows.
I know, it's so hard. I have so many favorites. I just have to pick one.
That's why I told you to run with it.
I know. Yeah. All right, we'll just do the Chiefs then. Fine.
All right.
Do a lot.
Put your list together. You have a few minutes.
We'll check in.
All right. Super Bowl Cardinals fan, you guys can now hit me with your top seven Kansas City Chief quarterbacks who led the team in passing touchdowns.
The guy who can thank him his career for Marcus Mariota catching that self-thrown touchdown pass, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes in 2018 had 50 touchdowns. He's number one.
The guy with the best, one of the top NFL pictures of all time, smoking a cig at halftime of the Super Bowl, Len Dawson.
Len Dawson in 1964 had 30 touchdowns, and that puts him at number two.
Guy with small hands, who may or may not smell like cabbage, Alex Smith.
In 2017, with 26 touchdowns, Alex Smith is number six.
And has 1.5 legs.
Yes.
At least one functioning leg.
One of them looks like a leg, but it doesn't. It sort of.
Kind of a kickstand.
Sorry, he's number five, not number six. Sorry.
Okay.
Was that rude? Sorry.
The guy whose injury we can thank for the Kurt Warner era, Trent Green.
Trent Green in 2004 had 24 touchdowns, and he's tied for sixth.
The people's sexiest man alive at one point, Elvis Gerbeck.
In 2000, with 28 touchdowns, Elvis Gerbeck had 28 touchdowns, and that is number three.
One of the dumpiest looking quarterbacks this side of the Mississippi, Matt Cassel.
In 2010, with 27 touchdowns, Matt Cassel's number four. So you have one left.
We ran out of steam. We were throwing around a lot of 80s and 90s quarterbacks, and I think we're just going to go with the big name and go with Joe Montana.
Joe Montana is nowhere on this list that I have, and I have numbers 7, 8, and 9. So no, that is incorrect. So you got six, that leaves one left for game speed.
Huh.
All right. So the two names I thought of were Bono, but he didn't throw a ton of touchdowns. Steve DeBerg threw a lot of touchdowns, but I would have thought he would be higher on this list though. He must
and
have
he played for 1,000 years
for 1,000 teams.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. I can't place it in his 25 plus years that he seemingly played in the NFL. Where, and when he was on the Chiefs?
I'm trying to think of other people. What was that? There was a late 2000s Thigpen, Tyler Thigpen.
No,
he wouldn't be on this list.
He was spot.
I mean,
he was spot duty.
Yeah, but that's a name I was thinking of though.
Right? Why am I blanking on who? Todd Blackledge. What about? Todd, I mean, I know. Blackledge. Yeah, I know
that's
he
a name
wasn't
I've heard
good.
Before, but I don't remember him.
Well, he got drafted. He was a first-round bust of a quarterback, technically. And I mean, but he did start some years. I mean, that would be another name. I just know he started multiple seasons, I'm pretty sure.
I have no thunder behind any of those names that I said. So if you want to go with him, that's fine with me.
Yeah, let's shout out somebody I do enjoy listening to talk about college football. We'll check in Todd Blackledge.
Todd Blackledge is also not on this list, so I don't know where he maxed out at. So the last person on here in 1983 had 24 touchdowns, tied with Trent Green, is Bill Kenny.
That's a name I've never
was
heard
it?
Of before.
Yeah, I had Bill in my head, but I had no idea what his last name was. But
I wouldn't have got there. Yeah,
the two right on the outside looking in, we had Steve DeBerg in 1990 with 23 touchdowns, and in 1995, the fastest man in the world, Steve Bono, with 21 touchdowns.
We did good. Nice job.
Okay. Good job, guys. So you guys got 6 points on or 60 points out of that one. That brings us over to game speed to pick your list.
I mean,
are you gonna do the Hawks or the Raiders?
I'm going to do the Seahawks. I need to.
Can I take a break or do you got
yeah.
all this, right? I don't know.
Nah,
I need to be here, right?
not really.
Unless you have 19.
You can look pretty. Hey, you can look pretty and do your little hand motions over there. Get your cool background going.
Can't even do it. Come on.
All right. We'll check in.
All right. Game Speech checked in. Hit me with your Seattle Seahawks list.
The dead cap maniac himself, Russell Wilson.
All right. Russell Wilson in 2020 had 40 passing touchdowns. That puts him at number one.
Then I'll go with, you know, the hater. They wrote him off, but he didn't write back. Geno Smith.
All right. In 2022, with 30 touchdowns, Geno Smith is number three.
Well, then it has to be. Okay. So then I will say Dave Craig.
In 1984, with 32 touchdowns, Dave Craig is number two.
Matthew Hasselbeck.
In 2007, with 28, Matthew Hasselbeck is number four.
Warren Moon.
In 1997, with 25 touchdowns, Warren Moon is number five.
John Kitna.
In 1999, John Kitna threw for 23 touchdowns, and that puts him at number six.
And then I believe the next would be Steve Largent's best friend, Jim Zorn.
In 1979, with 20 touchdowns, Jim Zorn is number seven. You have run the list. Congratulations. All right. So then the two looking right on the outside that no one said, and when I say no one, I mean Marcus, because he was the only one answering. In 2011, 14 touchdowns went to one to the late Tavarius Jackson.
Tavarius Jackson.
And in 1995, with 13 touchdowns, the late Rick Meyer. His career's dead. It was never.
I was gonna say. I was like, wait, he's alive, isn't he?
Sure.
The late Rick Meyer. I was like, geez, dude, what the hell? Breaking news,
right? Probably by the time this comes out. Anyway. All right. So that means let's get a score update. Who is trailing still? Probably right. Yep. We have 420 to 385. So sufferable Cardinals fan, you guys get to pick the last list.
We're going to go with the other side of the state for a little while. The Rams.
All right. Take a couple minutes and come up with your Rams list.
We're going to check in.
All right. And Stufferable Cardinals fan, hit me with your Rams knowledge.
First one, Kurt Warner.
In 1999, Kurt Warner had 42 touchdowns, and that puts him at number one.
Mark Bulger.
2006, Mark Bulger had 24 touchdowns, and he's number seven.
Uh-oh. That scares me. We'll go with Jim, otherwise known as Chris Everett.
In 1988, Chris Everett passed for 31 touchdowns. That puts him at number four.
Bet you won't. Bet you won't call me that.
Next one is Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford with 41 touchdowns in 2021. That puts him at number two.
Next one's Jared Goff.
In 2018, 32 touchdowns for Jared Goff gets him to number three.
And these last two, we're not 100% sure they even played for the Rams, but what the heck, we're going for broke. Norm Van Brocklin.
Norm Van Brocklin is nowhere on my list, so no. Then we go over to Game Speed. You have two left. You have number five and six.
So Norm Van Brocklin did play for the Rams, but just as an FYI. But I mean,
sure,
late 50s, mid to late 50s. He sent the all time
passing
pass
in a
with
game.
The Rams. Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah. I knew he had some sort of passing record. My bad, Walling.
Oh, and he turned around about a year and a half later, and then coached the Vikings for how many ever years?
Everything past those five was a dart throw anyway. Right. So, yeah.
Okay, so they said Stafford, Warner, Goff, Everett, and what was the other name they said?
Bulger.
And Bulger, okay.
So they said one name that I sent you that they have that I haven't I think it's probably on that list. Do you like that one?
That's the name that I was thinking, Roman Gabriel. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna bring that one up too, but yeah, good point. Yep.
Okay. We're checking in with Roman Gabriel.
In 1967, with 25 touchdowns, we have Roman Gabriel, and that's number six.
Oh,
honestly, the only other quarterback I can think that they, like a prolific guy, was an early 80s guy, and he had a weird last name.
Yeah, we're thinking of the same guy. I'm pretty sure he was the quarterback when they played the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yes,
79.
And like, I want to say it was an Italian name, but I can't remember what
yes,
it was.
Yes, it's 100% an Italian name. I just can't effing think of it.
I keep on thinking of Lou Ferrigno, but it's not Ferrigno. It's something like
oh,
that.
Oh gosh, I don't think I can pull it. Yeah, All right. We were talking about a podcast I like earlier, and whenever there's a random Italian name in a movie that they review, they call him Spaghetti Lasagna. So we'll check in with Spaghetti Lasagna.
All right, in 1980, with 30 touchdowns, was Spaghetti Lasagna, aka Vince Ferragamo. That's who you're going for.
What was it? For a what?
Ferragamo.
Ferragamo.
Lou Ferrigno's long lost cousin, Vince Ferragamo.
I'm sorry, Wally.
Yeah, that's all right. That was our other one with Norm Van Brocklin. I thought, like, someone asked the question. I swear someone asked a question about him on a podcast, so I read about him. So 25 touchdowns in 1967. That's like 72 touchdowns in 2024, I think.
Well, I was going to say that about Len Dawson having 30 in whatever year that was. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, especially when there's a team like the Bears who have never had that. Anyway, not to give away a future list, but yeah.
The last list chosen,
right?
Kyle Orton, yeah. Rex Grossman.
All right. After the third quarter, we have a score of sufferable. I'm sorry. No, let's switch that around. Game speed with 430. And after that third quarter, sufferable Cardinals fan has jumped ahead. They have 435. And that brings us to the fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter, known as Put Your Fours Up. This quarter consists of four categorized questions that teams will wager up to 100 points each, not to exceed their current point total.
The categories for today are as follows. Question one, ask Lux, which is in regards to colors. Question two, ask Dan, which is non-Big Four. Question three, I originally had this as Ask Brent, but David's on this call or this game. So we're going to say Ask David. And then question four, Ask Marcus.
You didn't tell us what three or four were about.
You don't need to know.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Three. Let's do that. That's right. So Ask David is not a hidden hockey question. That's literally what I have written. And Ask Marcus is about college football. It's now time for the teams to place their wagers.
We'd like to take a minute to invite you to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at BenchwarmersTP. We also have a Facebook group for fans of the pod called The Bench. Join us there to comment on the latest episodes and share cool sports facts and trivia. If you'd be willing to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher, we'd greatly appreciate the support so that other people may find this podcast. Thanks.
Now that these wagers are in, let's get to the questions. Question one in the category, Ask Lux. Brown University's primary colors are white, cardinal, red, and brown. What is the very specific shade of brown used by the university? It shares the name with a musician and an NHL team that no longer exists. Even for people that don't like sports. There's a musician question. Look at that. Look, easy. I'll give you a hint. It's not Jethro Tull Brown.
Dang.
Yeah.
Is it Quebec Nordiques Brown? Okay. Are you good with that? All right. Yeah, we'll check in.
Sufferable Cardinal fan has checked in. That means game speed. You can talk it out for a couple seconds.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, so
name the defunct NHL teams. I don't I don't know, and I can probably help you.
There's the Atlanta Thrashers. There's the California Golden Seals. Cleveland.
Well, Seal is a musician.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Seal Brown. Is that Seal what we're Brown saying?
Could be.
That's his given name.
The Colorado Rockies moved over.
All right. I say we go with that. That makes the most sense.
You want to go
me.
With Seal?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll check in with Seal for
100 points.
100 points.
All right, let's move. And over to a Super Bowl Cardinals fan. Answer and wager, please.
California Golden Seals is what came to mind for a defunct NHL team. So we went with Seal as well for 100 points.
Both teams getting their points.
Are you serious?
Is Seal you, Brown.
I told you just name them. That's why I was waiting for them to check in, because I was just like, if you just start naming teams, we can get there.
All right. Yeah, I have no flavor text other than David Lux went to Brown.
What?
Yeah.
Why did he say this?
At least once that I remember. Probably in the very, before he was even a bench warmer, I think he mentioned it. Last we ever heard of it. All right, so both teams get 100 points, so there's just still that 5-point lead for Silver Bowl Cardinals fan. That brings us to question two, category Ask Dan. Everyone knows that former benchwarmer Dan Lundberg's favorite team in the AFL is the Collingwood Magpies. In 2023, they won their 16th premiership. Name either of the two teams who have won 16 premierships. I guess you could also ask Josh or Uncle Phil. Dan is a huge Magpies fan.
All right, we'll check in.
All right, Silver Bowl Cardinals fans checked in. Game speed. We got.
So Josh had two teams to start off with. He was a GWS Giants fan because their colors are orange and brown. He likes orange. But then he changed over to be an Essendon fan, and Essendon is all of his gear now he has. And I think GWS has only been around for a few years, few meaning like 25 or 30. So, and I think Essendon is a long time club. It's been around forever. I don't know who Uncle, what does he mean by Uncle Phil? Uncle Phil.
I don't know.
Like
I just assumed
Fresh
you knew
Prince.
This because you are, you. I'm like ankle deep in the waters of the AFL and you guys are all neck deep. So I just assumed you knew this. You're scaring me.
I mean, Josh is, if he's saying Josh, then it's got to be Essendon. Then I don't know what he means by Uncle Phil. I would like to know what that means. So I know it's not, I mean, because.
Does that have anything to do with Prince, Fresh Prince?
Yeah, that's what I was
like
thinking
that.
Of, too. They don't count the old school, like from like pre. Like the Victorian Football League. Otherwise, Geelong has way more than anyone else.
Oh, here we go. This is the Packers minute again.
All right.
I mean, Geelong won like 40 or 50 of them. So,
before
I mean,
anybody even played
that.
The game, they were out there winning championships, guys.
They were winning championships in the 1850s, so screw you.
Okay. So is that, I mean, I'm not going to help you with this at all. I have nothing.
Let's go ahead and check in with Essendon 4.
100 points. And sufferable Cardinals fan, answer and wager, please.
Hey, Marcus, what's the name of Uncle Phil's son?
Oh, Carlton.
Carlton.
Hey, we'll check in with that then. Carlton.
We have how many points?
For 100 points.
Both teams getting their points here. Yes, it's Essendon and Carlton, who is trash.
So. We can agree on that.
Okay. All right. As long as we're agreed on that. All right.
We can agree that Collingwood.
I'd be
fans
more invested.
Wow.
I'd be more invested if my team wasn't ass cheeks. Thanks a lot, Neil.
I forget what team was your team?
You could do what Josh did. He
West
just
Coast.
Mid-
no, I'm not. I'm not a traitor.
All right. So the score difference is still the same, clinging to a 5-point lead. Cardinals fans. Sufferable Cardinals fans. All right. Question number three is Ask David. Hey, David. Virgil Vanderdijk took over as captain for Liverpool for the 2023 season. The past 20 years, Liverpool has only had two other captains. One from 2003 till 2015, and the other from 2015 until 2023. Name either of them.
Checked in.
All right. That means sufferable Cardinals fans have checked in, and Game Speed, you guys can talk about.
Yeah, we're the Beatles from Liverpool.
Fantastic.
The only name that I have was not with the team in 2023. I know that for a fact. So, okay.
Who did Wayne Rooney play for?
Wayne Rooney?
Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
What?
Wayne Rooney?
Come on, dude. Yeah, he's a player. He's a
player?
English. Yeah, he's English.
I don't know English football, so.
Neither do I. I just know a name, and I was hoping. I thought you knew more than me.
No, I don't know anything. I barely know anything about English football, so.
Well, this is not good for us, then.
No, that's my whole point.
Okay.
Luckily, Eric.
Who did David Beckham play for?
He played for Man United, then he played for Barcelona, I think, or Madrid, Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Then I think he played for another, not an English team.
Yeah, Wayne Rooney?
Yeah, hopefully Eric chose a low point amount for this one for us, because
he definitely
knows
did, probably,
that we know
for
nothing about English soccer. So,
Rooney. We'll check in with Wayne Rooney.
For 100 points, guys. Oh, good job. And over to sufferable Cardinals fan. Answer and wager, please.
Steven Gerrard and or Jordan Henderson for 100 points.
Everyone should have asked David, because the answer is Steven Gerrard and Jordan Henderson. So got both of them there. So after that question, sufferable Cardinals fan has pulled ahead significantly, 735 to Game Speed's 530. But guess what? Question four, we're all going to ask Marcus. In 2023, the Heisman was stolen from Michael Penix, who finished second in voting. What Husky legend finished fourth in the Heisman voting, being the highest by a Washington Husky prior to Penix? This defensive player would be drafted first overall and would be labeled as a bust, playing only 50 games in his six-year career.
Checked in.
Yeah, we're checked in as well.
Game Speed's checked in, and sufferable Cardinals fan is checked in as well. Let's go over to sufferable Cardinals fan. What was your answer and wager, please?
Steve Entman for 100 points.
And Game Speed.
Yes, the man who was robbed of a Hall of Fame NFL career, the great Steve Entman.
For how many points, Eric?
Oh, you guys wagered 100 points on that. Good job. Good job. Good job. All right. So both teams getting their points here. Yes, it is the one, the only Steve Entman. He was special.
Oh, he was so good like I said, for a defensive tackle to finish fourth in the Heisman voting, regardless of the year, is impressive. And yeah, for the limited time that he was healthy, he was very good for Indianapolis. But we'll never know.
Yeah. The game has come to an end, and here are the final scores. Game Speed finishes today with a score of 630 points, and our clipboard captains of the game, who will be receiving the coveted late Rick Meyer Award, 835 points. We have sufferable Cardinals fans. Congratulations, guys. David, I think we got you a win. Congratulations. Hit us with anything you want to say before we call it a night.
I just want to say thank you. It was fun playing. It was fun getting a win. The first two questions of the final round there worried me a little bit. But we finished with a bang, so thank you. I really appreciate it, guys.
No, we love having you on. You're welcome back at any time. And on behalf of Salty Matt Doherty, less salty Marcus Ellis, one Eric Walling with some driveway issues, and myself, Eric Eid. Thanks for listening to the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast. And until next time, we'll keep the bench warm.
That ball hit high and deep. Stretch! Stretch! Get on back there. They look up. You can put it on the board. Yes! Yes!
Into deep left center for Mitchell. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
That great music you're listening to is by Justin Nozick. Thanks to him for producing that music for us. You've been listening to the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast. Make sure to check us out on all of our social media. We are at Benchwarmers TP.
So it's Ask Lux, and then
Ask Dan.
Dan.
Ask David.
Ask Jeeves.
we're just going to pull all the... Ask Bing.
Ask Jeeves. Naked women. Never did that. I don't know what you mean. I've never done that before. Not as a young child.